Let's Go There with Shira and Ryan, Channel Q.
Mills College in Oakland has been around since 1852, and they've made many firsts over the years, including being a safe haven for the LGBTQ community. But that is being threatened now, and we really wanted to tell the history behind the college and how we can all come together to support what's happening right now. And joining us are two people who have been behind saving the college, Darcy Todden and Lila Gehring, who are now currently working with the Alumni Association and a group called All for Mills. Thank you both for joining us today.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Hi, yes, thank you.
Yeah, we appreciate it.
So, we sure do.
We wanted to get into just some context around the history of Mills College and why it's such an important place.
Yeah, why should people care?
Well, so Mills is 169 years old. It has a very long history, but why people should care is something that we feel very strongly about and is fairly specific to more modern considerations. Specifically, that Mills College has a student body that is almost 60% LGBTQ, and we are about to lose that. I have no idea if it's the only one in the country with those numbers, but we are fairly certain it's the only one in the state.
Wow. And so how did we get to this moment where we're, you know, we're about to lose all of this rich history?
Well... that is actually part of what we have been fighting for and about. Mills has struggled with some financial issues over the years. As you may know, there was a fairly famous strike in the 90s when the Board of Trustees tried to take us co-ed. The students fought back against that and won. The Board of Trustees changed their minds. But even then, they were fairly convinced that a women's college couldn't be profitable. And unfortunately, I think we've seen an evolution of that attitude to one that seems to think that a primarily LGBTQ college can't be profitable. Mm. We disagree, but our board of trustees and our current college president are convinced that Mills must merge in order to survive. So the more recent history that we've seen was our current president came in at a time when enrollment had been falling for about 2 years. When she came in, it did not stop falling. It picked up speed as far as we have seen. She led a financial stabilization plan that was problematic for a variety of reasons. Lila can talk about that more in a bit. Starting in 2019, she was giving talks about rethinking women's colleges and the need to partner them. And, you know, as late as 2020, the Alumni Association was making requests and asking, you know, what could we do to help? Were fundraisers needed? And being told no. And then March 4th of 2021, there was a Board of Trustees meeting with a consent agenda item to approve the development of a teach-out plan for further consideration. And on March 17th, President Hillman announced that the college was closing.
Oh, wow.
Really unfortunate. Yeah, and Lila, you wrote this really powerful piece in the SF Chronicle. We want to talk more about that.
Let's talk it out.
Yeah, right now. I'm going to take a break, but we're going to talk about it right now. Why did you decide to speak out about this and share your story?
I decided to speak out because a letter surfaced from the class of 1970 and 71 basically saying that Mills' queerness was a marketing concern, one that could be solved by this current plan to merge with Northeastern University. And, you know, it really became clear that that population is not something that the college has valued or even tried to, you know, market. So, you know, our concern really is that this is the mindset that has led us to this moment, this devaluation of what Mills has become. And, you know, we just really want to bring attention to that. And, you know, because like Darcy said, we don't agree. We agree that this is Mills' most strong element, is its queerness. And, you know, if we had tried harder to market it as a majority queer school, which we desperately still need, we might not be where we are today.
No, for sure. And honestly, when you say it's the queerest school ever, I'm like, well, hell, why didn't I know that? I would have went. But
exactly.
You know, and I think about obviously we just came out of the pandemic, and I wonder, has that been also a part of their reasoning on how the pandemic has affected just schools across the country, especially this school? Are they using that kind of as, not as an excuse, but has that been brought into the conversation?
The college has said that, but the you know, the public 990s seem to indicate differently. We disagree that it was the pandemic's issue. And one thing, just real fast, I want to make really clear that this assumption that being a majority queer college is a marketing problem, we could debate that all day long. But what it certainly isn't is a financial problem. In 2019, globally, LGBTQ adults had, I think it was like an estimated buying power of something like $3.7 trillion. Yeah. So we are not a liability. We are an asset, and we are an asset that the college has failed to recognize or tap into.
I mean, you said it. That is very true. So as we actually want to continue the conversation to figure out how people can get involved with this fight and what is happening next. So stick around for more of how we can save Mills College after this.
Let's go there with Shira and Ryan. Channel Q.
We are back. We're talking about Mills College in Oakland. That's really been an LGBTQ refuge in America that's on the verge of being closed down. And joining us are two people behind the fight, Darcy Todden and Lila Gehring. Thanks again for joining us for this.
Thank you.
Thanks again.
So you are trying to take this all the way to the Attorney General. Tell us more about that right now.
Yeah, I can talk about that a little bit.
And who's speaking?
This is Lila.
Okay,
hi.
Perfect. Time.
Like Darcy said, we really don't have hard evidence at this point that Mills is in a financial situation where it needs to shut down or merge, as has been claimed since March 17th. And that transparency is something we've been asking for since the very beginning. We're at the point now where we're asking the Attorney General to investigate and just really make sure that this disclosure and this merge is necessary, because what's at stake of being lost is just so huge. And we really don't need to lose that if we don't have to.
Yeah. And Darcy, I can't help but think of like the implications, especially when it comes to just like queer safe spaces. And this could really, as this story grows, could really just have, you know, further implications to other queer spaces around campuses everywhere across the country. Has that come up for you in the thought process of this and the importance of why you all are just like fighting to make sure this doesn't happen?
Absolutely. I graduated in 2003, and I can honestly say that attending Mills probably saved my life at the time. I did not come from a super supportive home. I didn't expect to live to be 30. I'm more than a decade past that now. Very grateful for, you know, my time at Mills, which showed me that I could be or do things that didn't involve just trying to survive. And we have seen that sort of bubble, that safe space, that incubator for folks continue at Mills and grow. And we were horrified when this, you know, a class of 1971 letter came out essentially saying that that was, you know, the cause of Mills's financial problems, that it was causing a stigma, and that they were thrilled that a merger with Northeastern would, I can't even remember the exact quote, but basically that it would sort of disperse those numbers back to where they thought it was appropriate.
Yeah.
It was horrible.
Yeah. I mean, this is all just horribly tragic, and hopefully the work that you all are doing, and obviously, you know, all of us trying to spread the word, will create a change. How can people get involved and try to support what's happening right now and it not being taken over?
So there are a number of websites. All for Mills has one, as does Save Mills. And I'll get you those so you can sort of post those as well. And we are in the process of putting together a letter that we are going to be sending to the Attorney General, asking him to take a closer look at this very specific issue and at what California as a whole stands to lose if we lose Mills College.
What are some of the students saying that are experiencing this? I just thought about that, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I can say, this is Lila. I just graduated in May, actually, so I've been a student in the last 4 years, and I can tell you that this, you know, feeling of a lack of transparency is not new. As Darcy mentioned, we went under the financial stabilization plan in 2017, which led to a loss of many beloved tenured professors. We underwent a tuition reset, you know, promising to lower tuition, but actually kind of raise the costs for a lot of people, including myself. So just with that being said, like, there is this feeling that, you know, Mills kind of, you know, is a safe place, but, it, you know, the students don't feel supported by the leadership, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
So definitely people are feeling that, and people are feeling like, you know, they just receive message after message of drastic announcements and haven't been communicated with properly.
Is there another big school or company that the students or whoever, you know, you all fighting for this would feel more comfortable supporting and helping the school stay alive?
Well, I think at this point, you know, we're open to all creative solutions,
yeah.
But a partnership is not the same as a merger. And what's being discussed with Northeastern is a full merger. Mills will disappear. It will be subsumed into Northeastern and become Mills at Northeastern. So what we're looking for are creative solutions that would allow Mills College to keep its admissions policy, which is what has built this bubble. It's crucial to understand it's not just that it's 58% LGBTQ. It is majority student of color. It is 45% first-gen college students. It is almost 17% non-traditional students in terms of age, people who are coming back after being in the workforce, parents. And it was recently recognized as a Hispanic-serving institution. So Mills is this very unique, very diverse bubble that is churning out exactly the kind of leaders that California needs, and we are about to lose that.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for joining us and sharing all of this. It's so important, the story, and I really hope that either people already knew about this or at least learned something today about it.
I mean, I'll be honest, this is the first time I'm hearing about it, and after this conversation, I'm so inspired to do whatever we can to help, you know?
Well, we appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah. So that was Mills College alumni Darcy Totten, who's the founder and CEO of Activism Articulated, and Lila Gehring, also a writer and recent graduate. Thank you so much for your time, and we really appreciate it. Send us all the links to promote on Channel Q, and we will be there.
Thank you. Absolutely, we will do that. Thank you for having us.
Thank you. We'll be back with more of Let's Go There right after this.